All right, final segment. Who's talking? Darren's going to run with the Olympic sports report, and then we're going to touch on the ACC standings and the ACC basketball schedule this week. But a lot going on tomorrow, both in Richmond and in Charlottesville.
We got a lot going on the Olympic side. And the big news, Frank, today, another national championship, if you will. The number one ranked men's tennis team won the 2017 Intercollegiate Tennis Association National Men's Indoor Championship. En route to the title, they defeated Utah State, number 7, UCLA, and number 5, North Carolina, and Ohio State today. That happened today down in Charlottesville. Since our last show, the Lady Hoopsters, they've had two huge wins. Last Thursday, they beat number 4, Florida State, 60-51, and on Sunday, they defeated the Hokies for the season sweep, 63-55, which was huge, and the ladies will be on the road Thursday playing number 14, Louisville. Baseball squad officially began their campaign this weekend down in Charleston, South Carolina. They defeated Liberty, the Citadel, in Kansas. They'll take their 3-0 record to the field tomorrow as they welcome VMI to Charlottesville. First pitch is at 3 p.m.
And listen, if you like baseball and you can sneak out, it's going to be beautiful weather.
Beautiful, beautiful day.
61 degrees in the afternoon. I mean, what more could you ask?
And then after a 2.5-3 hour baseball game, you could walk across to Klockner Stadium as the lacrosse team.
Number 6 Wahoos, they've moved up to, again, they will host Siena at 7 p.m.
So you can take in a little bit of action in that fast break action that we were just talking about.
How about the women's swim team?
Women's swim team, they just finished the ACC championships last week, and they finished in second place by only 87 points. But we had 5 individual competition winners down there to take the title. So really good showing from the ladies. And the men's championships will be beginning next week down in Atlanta.
Also, the men's golf team won a tournament in Hawaii. Jimmy Stanger shot a 62 on the first day, and on the last day, Walker had a big round to lead the Cavs to a victory. And it's their fourth tournament win
this
season
in their last 5 tournaments.
That's right. That's pretty unbelievable. They're red hot.
They are number 4 in the nation.
All right, let's look at the ACC schedule. You know, the Tar Heels are clearly showing that they're number 1 in the conference to date. They're 11-3. Duke is nipping at their heels after climbing way up the scales here, 10-4.
Yep, 1 game back.
Louisville, 10-4. Just think where Louisville would be if they didn't have to play the Cavaliers every year. Notre Dame is at 10-5, which is kind of surprising. Florida State, 9-5. Miami and UVA are both at 8-6. Syracuse is 8-7. All right. Tonight's game against the Hurricanes is crucial for the Hoos. You heard the report earlier in the show where my fearless co-host reported from JPJ that he predicted a 6-8 point win. I think that's going to be probably spot on. Malcolm Brogdon's jersey retirement, and I think his number is being retired. I think they're retiring his number never to be worn again by another
Cav. Never to be worn again.
So number 15 will go to the
In
Rafters.
The Rafters.
He'll join Singletary, Sampson, Brian Stith, Jeff Lamp, Wally Walker, and Buzzy Wilkinson.
Very good.
Try to beat those stats. All right. Let's hopefully the Cavs can pull out a big win tonight. All right. Later in the week, the Cavs will travel to Raleigh to play in the PNC Arena against the Wolfpack. That game will have a 12 noon tip. Yours truly may try to sneak down there if they've got a seat left on Media Row. Been a while since I've been down to see any of the Carolina teams. And I think
it'd be
this
good
might
to catch them on the
game.
Road on, yep. At a noon tip.
Maybe I can ask the soon-to-be-departed head coach for NC State where he goes to get his barbecue. All right. Cavalier lacrosse will be on the road this weekend after the midweek game tomorrow night against Siena. They'll be on the road. They're going to Penn on the 25th. That's a 1 p.m. face-off. And then returning home on March 1st to face High Point, a 7 p.m. game. Then Syracuse and Cornell on the road. Notre Dame at home later in the month. Hopkins on the road. I think that game is already near sold out. So if you're thinking about going up to see the Virginia Hopkins game, which is always a huge battle,
And we should add, too, that after the game tomorrow for the baseball squad, which will be at Davenport Field, they will also be around in Charlottesville all weekend, taking on Rutgers on a three-game weekend homestand Friday, Saturday, and
Sunday.
That'll
be a lot of fun. All right, let's look at the ACC schedule here in the final minute or so of the program. Besides the mighty Cavalier versus Miami game tonight, Boston College is at Florida State. And Florida State, quite frankly, gets the Jekyll Hyde Award this year. You know, what are you going to get? You open it up, it's like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get.
Both those games at 7 o'clock, all the eyeballs will be on ESPN, Miami at Virginia.
Yep. Tuesday night, Clemson's at Virginia Tech. That's a huge game for the Hokies. NC State is at Georgia Tech. And right now, Georgia Tech's coach, Josh Pastner, he's bucking to get ACC Coach of the Year because he's taken a program that was in total free fall a year ago to competitive.
And Wednesday night, big night.
Yep, Duke at Syracuse. Pittsburgh at Wake. Louisville is at North Carolina. Saturday is a full slate of games, five games, and then Sunday, two games. Clearly, the Cavaliers have got to turn things around. All hope of finishing in the top four and getting one of those extremely valuable double bye positions in the ACC tournament. They've got to, tonight, this is draw a line in the sand. They must win this game against the Hurricanes. I think this is going to be a brutally competitive, tough game.
Two great coaches, two evenly matched squads.
Yes, this is going to be a huge game. Hopefully the Cavaliers can find the basket.
I think it's going to be 68-56, the good guys.
I'm going to go 62-58, Wahoos. All right, next week's show, we hope to have Doug Tehring with a little lacrosse news and hopefully Yuri Barnes or Junior Burrow as our basketball guest. Stay with us. Who's talking next week, Monday night? Go Hoos.